love says they will.
Go Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
My baby born a Birkin. She's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries. The list goes on and on. It's 9 to 5 ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. I've been boozy since I left. I ain't changing for a check. Tell my mind I ain't forget. I'm drunk at 10 a.m. We gon' do this again. Tell your girl to bring a friend. Oh, Lord. One, here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell them bring another round. We need plenty more. Two stepping on the table. She don't need a dance floor. Oh, my. Good Lord. Someone put me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar. Comes the two to the three to the four. When it's last call and they kick us out the door. It's getting kinda late, but the ladies want some more. Oh my, good Lord.
Tell them drink some.
Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elkmount. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump's ballroom dream continues becoming a reality. It turns out it'll take over much more of the original building than first thought. Here's ABC's Lana Moise.
The Washington Post reports more than just the East Wing facade is being replaced to make way for President Trump's $250 million ballroom. The Post, citing a White House official, now says the entirety of the East Wing is being rebuilt. ABC News has not independently verified that report. Some critics slamming the project for lack of transparency. The president previously pledged construction would not impact the existing structure.
This is day 22 of the government shutdown. President Trump says he will not talk with Democrats until the government's reopened. Members of Congress still getting paid. Almost all other federal workers are not. The Louvre is reopened for the first time since Sunday's brazen jewelry heist. Two buses crashing in Uganda overnight, killing at least 63 people. This is ABC News.
Here's a tale of Becky. Didn't know what to do with new meds prescribed and no real cost clue.
She squinted at prices. That can't be right. Then tapped good RX and saw the light.
She could get a deal, but telehealth if she feel.
Learn about those meds without any stress. That one little app does all the rest.
Even my horse downloaded it. Dang, save time and money on prescriptions.
Check GoodRx. GoodRx is not insurance.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, milk markets were lower, November down 1 to 1701, December down 20 to 1653, January down 8 at 1622, February milk down 5 at 1624. Cheese markets were mixed, barrels up a quarter to 177.5, 40-pound blocks down 3 to 176.5, 12 trade a block on the day, cash butter steady at 158, 3 trade on the day. Grade A non-fed dry milk up a half to 111.5, one trade on the day. Dry whey up a half to 67, one trade on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets were mostly higher on the day, as the traders do seem to respect and acknowledge the strong fundamental position of the cattle market with the tight supply and strong demand. But traders are also still cautious about the technical risks, and the nearby feeder cattle market was lower on some of those technical selling issues. Hog markets mostly higher, so markets potentially finding somewhat of a bottom in the futures markets. October live cattle up $1.82 to $2.43.67. October feeder cattle down 2 cents to $3.72.92. December hogs up $1.20 to $83.27. Chicago Board of Trade, corn and soybeans up mostly lower as the harvest weather this week will continue to help provide harvest pressure, and South American weather continues to look to be a non-issue, at least in the short term. Wheat markets were lower due to the firmer dollar and also the positive weather for the winter wheat crop. December corn down 3.5 to 419.75. New crop 26 down 3 to 455. November beans down 1 to 1030.75. New crop 26 down 1.5 to 1072.75. December wheat down 4.5 to 5.25. March down 5 to 516.5. Minneapolis wheat December down 3.75 to 544.75. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Local markets from Tuesday at Alcivia Durand, cash corn 360, December 365, January 364, new crop 26, 395. Cash beans 931, December 939, January 944, new crop 26, 963. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 369.75, November 369.75, December 374.75, and January 389.75. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 370, December 373, January 379. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 364, cash beans 945. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 365, new crop 26405, cash beans 936, new crop 26983. At Red Wing Grains, cash in November corn 381, April 411, new crop 26410. Cash beans 956, November 966, April 1027, new crop 26, 1012. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 366, December 367, cash beans 949, December 956. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 225 to 240, Holstein fed cattle 198 to 220, market cows 111 to 167, bulls 156 to 202, calves 710 to 1780, beef steers at 268 to 545, Holstein steers 208 to 505. Sheep markets, light lambs 230 and down, market lambs 240 and down, ewes 100 and down, rams 185 and down, goat markets, does 185 and down, bucks 250 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 230 to 242, finished beef heifers 230 to 240.50, finished dairy steers 210 to 221, market cows 120 to 144, market bulls 155 to 194. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
Every hockey player knows the secret to becoming a great skater is time on the ice. But rink time? It's tough to get, expensive, and so inconvenient. This winter, what if your kids could skate anytime they want, right in your own backyard? With Yard Rink, they can. In about an hour, you can transform your yard into an amazing outdoor rink. It's easy to set up and plays like a professional rink. Watch their hockey skills explode to the next level while they're having the time of their lives. Even Yard Rink ambassador Wayne Gretzky says he wishes he had a yard rink when he was a kid. Order today at yardrink.com and save hundreds by using code RADIO21. Nearly 300 sizes are available, starting at just $9.99. Plus, get two puck retention nets and your favorite NHL team logos free. That's YARDRINK.com. And save 21% by using code RADIO21. Give your kids more fun-filled ice time and help their hockey dreams come true.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy, breezy, and colder night with lows in the upper 30s to 40. Partly sunny for tomorrow, a high right around 50. And a high in the low 50s on Thursday with sunshine. Temps continue to warm up through the rest of the week into the weekend. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 42 right now.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I lost her trail on Friday night. She was gone before I got home. She'd been getting restless in that big house. Up and down these city streets for three nights in a row. And Lord, it's hard to find that girl when she gets the urge to go. It's kind of like a lost and found in a border town.
traffic horns are honking. I've about had it. I'm looking for an exit sign. Gotta get out of here, get it all off my mind. And like a memory from your grandpa's attic, a song comes slipping through the radio static, changing my mood. A little George Strait, 1982, and it makes me wanna take a back road. Makes me wanna take the long way home. Put a little gravel in my travel, unwind, unravel all night long. Makes me wanna grab my honey, tear down some two-lane country. Who knows, get lost and get right with my soul. Makes me wanna take a back road. Down by, I've forgotten what a field looks like, full of corn and cotton. If I'm gonna hit a traffic jam, well, it better be a tractor man. I'm so sick and tired of this interstate system. I need a curve and wind, a twist in a dusty path to nowhere. With the wind blowing through my baby's hair, yeah, makes me wanna take a back road. Makes me wanna take the long way home. Put a little gravel in my travel. Unwind, unravel all night long. Makes me wanna grab my honey, tear down some two-lane country. Who knows, get lost and get right with my soul. Makes me wanna take a back road. Freedom. Maybe it's that shady spot where we park the truck when things get hot. Girl, we park the truck when things get hot. And it makes me wanna take a back road. Makes me wanna take the long way home. Put a little gravel in my travel. Unwind, unravel all night long. Makes me wanna grab your honey, tear down some two-lane country. Who knows, get lost and get right. My soul, oh, yeah. Makes me wanna take a back road. Some old back road, get back with my soul. Now all I gotta do is take some old back road to the shade spot where things get hot, girl.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. Life don't mean nothing without you.
begged I you to get it done.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Vince Gill trying to get over you here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Wednesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures in the 30s across the region this morning. Expecting another cloudy and windy day today. We do have our ag weather forecast coming up next hour. Also next hour, Hunter Ehrman is in, and he's going to be chatting with NCBA's Colin Woodall on President Trump's plan to import Argentinian beef to lower beef prices. We're going to have more with Hunter on that here coming up next hour. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Livestock producers, don't forget risk protection, even with the high beef prices. We'll talk about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Record high cattle prices are offering a significant financial opportunity for those producers who leverage smart marketing and risk management strategies. That, according to Dr. James Mitch, a livestock economist at the University of Arkansas.
Prices are really high. We looked at kind of volatility in the market and how there are still some pretty big swings in the market in either direction, plus $15 a hundredweight, minus $15 a hundredweight, depending on the week and the location you're talking about. And so maybe taking some of that risk off the table is still an important consideration. Lots of ways to do that. Like you mentioned, livestock risk protection, there's futures markets, options, forward contracting are all available.
He talks about the Livestock Risk Protection Program.
With LRP, in the past couple of years, they've increased the subsidies on it to make the premiums a little bit more affordable for producers, which is good. But again, cattle prices are really, really high. And so the premiums on doing some of these risk management is going to be more expensive. And I think that's an important consideration as well. With where the cattle market currently is, the futures market's pricing in seasonality. And so being aware that if you're going to market some cattle in the spring and looking at what LRP is currently offering, it might not match up exactly just because of how strong of a calf market that we're currently in.
It's a great time to be cattle producers with the high prices, but Mitchell says there are important things to remember.
With risk management, if that's something that you're considering doing for the first time, my advice is always just to take it slow and make sure that you're aware of how the product works and set reasonable expectations for what that product can do to your bottom line. Again, I like to compare risk management products to buying insurance on your house, right? You don't jump up and down excited when your house burns down and you get a payment from your insurance, right? It's there to protect you in case something like that does happen. Same thing with risk management. The best scenario is still for the market to improve, but you have that product in place in case something adverse does happen. So I think that's kind of the advice I tell people.
He also says it's important to think about the long term.
with cattle prices really, really high right now, what are some ways that you can invest that money back into your operation to kind of set yourself up for success in the future? What type of improvements can you make in terms of productivity and efficiency and kind of setting yourself up for success in the next couple of years? I think is another thing to be thinking about right now as well.
Dr. James Mitchell of the University of Arkansas. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins.
Are you worried about your taxes? Okay, so I'm talking to those of you out there that have not filed in a few years with the IRS or state. It's time to get worried, and here's why. The IRS is getting back from their own COVID lockdown, and they're hiring more enforcers, and they're going to come after people that owe taxes. So if you're a 1099 worker, and maybe you just plain forgot to file your taxes, you need to call the professionals right now at the Tax Helpline. They are experts at knowing the tax regulations, and their goal is to help you pay as little as possible. Call right now and get a 100% free tax evaluation. Remember, before the IRS knocks on your door, knock on our door. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, make this free call right now.
Call Taxes 321 now at 800-808-9443. 800-808-9443. That's 800-808-9443.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy, breezy, and colder night with lows in the upper 30s to 40. Partly sunny for tomorrow, a high right around 50. And a high in the low 50s on Thursday with sunshine. Temps continue to warm up through the rest of the week into the weekend. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 42 right now.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Katie's sitting on a low front porch, watching the chickens peck the ground. There ain't a whole lot going on tonight in this one horse town. Over yonder, coming up the road, in a beat-up Chevy truck, her boyfriend Tom is laying on the horn, splashing through the mud and the muck. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and man, she just don't. Something on the head. He says my high school ring will have to do till I can buy a wedding band. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and man, she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy anywhere. She's in love with the boy. She's in love. Come sneaking up the wall. He says, young lady, get on up to your room while me and Junior have a talk. Mama breaks in and says, don't lose your temper. It wasn't very long ago. And you yourself was just a hayseed plow.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Tricia Yearwood, she's in love with the boy here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Wednesday morning, I'm Brian Winnikins, and good morning. Temperatures in the 30s across the region this morning, and we'll have our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. Well, the public comment period did close last Wednesday on two Wisconsin Department of Agriculture rules, at least proposed rules. The Department of Ag says they received hundreds of comments related to ATCP 10 and 12. Of course, this is about animal health and some of the fees regarding all of that, and there were pretty big increases in those fees. The Department of Ag is reviewing all of the comments received. Preliminary review of the comments notes some common themes, including, yes, the importance of protecting animal health, but also the need for the industry to not be the only funding source for critical animal health programs, and also the need to secure additional revenue sources for programs that also benefit the entire state. Of course, those fees, some of them are going to be going up significantly, and that's just probably a bridge too far. Now, the Department of Ag says they'll be updating the rules to address public input. The modified rules with changes incorporated will be presented at a future board meeting for consideration. On the way, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Strauss, makers of high-quality workwear for more than 70 years. In 2015, companies DuPont and Dow announced they were planning to merge before splitting into three separate companies. Dow, which handled material science, DuPont, that worked in specialty products, and Corteva, an ag company. 10 years later, Corteva is now looking to split. I'll have the details when we return. This episode of Farm Progress America is brought to you by Strauss. For more than 70 years and three generations, Strauss has manufactured high-performance German-engineered workwear, work boots, and safety equipment. The company's ostrich logo has become a proud symbol of excellence recognized by farmers around the globe. Need extra comfortable bibs? Strauss has them. What about work pants that have been tested to be 5 times stronger than your standard canvas pants? Strauss has those too. Each piece of the Strauss collection, from hat to boot, has been specially engineered to help you perform better on the job, whether you're working in the fields, taking care of livestock, or maintaining all the equipment that keeps your farm running. So if you're looking to add some extra utility and comfort to your workday, then harvest your potential and look for the ostrich. Prepare for the next growing season and grab yourself some new gear at Strauss.com. That's Strauss.com. Last week, it was announced that the board of directors at Corteva Agrisciences has unanimously approved a plan to split into two independent publicly traded companies. One would house its crop protection business, and the other would house its seed business. The parent company says the move is designed to sharpen focus, unlock value, and allow each business to pursue its own capital and growth strategy. Under the current plan, Chuck Magro, the current CEO, will lead the seed company spinoff. Meanwhile, current chairman Greg Page will become the chair of the crop protection business. In its press release, Corteva explained, quote, "The seed and crop protection markets have evolved, and the opportunities ahead for both companies are diverging. This is the right time to act to stay ahead of the market. The separation will allow both businesses to maximize long-term value creation by focusing on their own priorities," end quote. The company also highlighted several expected benefits, saying they should see stronger strategic and operational focus tailored to each segment, distinct capital allocation flexibility, and credit rating options. And it should give both firms the ability to adapt more nimbly to market dynamics in seeds versus crop protection. For scale, Corteva projects in 2025 that their seed segment will represent about 56% of net sales, while crop protection makes up about 44%. The market reaction has been mixed. Shortly after the news, Corteva shares dropped sharply. Speculation and concern about disruption, synergies, and valuation drove that sell-off. However, some see more opportunity as these companies pursue their own distinct strategies. From a farmer's perspective, the immediate impacts are expected to be minimal. Corteva already runs seed and chemical operations somewhat independently. In time, however, we could see changes to pricing, bundling, rebate programs, or contract structures. I'll have more when we return.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The breakup of Corteva into both a seed company and a crop protection company is expected to be final by the second half of 2026, pending regulatory approvals and final board sign-off. Company officials say the business will continue to function normally through the process, and farmers aren't likely to see any changes during the 2026 growing season. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Strauss, makers of high-quality workwear for more than 70 years. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Started counting again. One round with Jose Cuervo. I went two rounds with Jose Cuervo. Three rounds with Jose Cuervo.
Oh, give me another.
Five.
Four.
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 Five.
I've said things that I'll regret. It won't be easy to forget. Scars take time to heal. Before another bitter word gets loose, I was hoping we could call a truce. 'Cause nobody wins, we both lose. Hearts get broken and love gets bruised. When we'll light that same old fuse again and again. Nobody wins, slamming doors. We both lost this fight before. And I won't play this game no more. 'Cause nobody wins. Darling, we got too much pride. It don't matter who's wrong or right. Honey, love ain't black and white. The way I feel about you, all I wanna do is hold you tight. I can't take another angry night. When nobody wins, we both lose. Hearts get broken and love gets bruised. When we light that same old fuse again and again.
Ryan Winnikens keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, I'm not talking about a logging down forever, baby. That would be too demanding. I'm just talking about two lonely people who might reach a little understanding. I'm not talking about logging out heaven with weather. A little understanding. I'm not talking about
talking about locking down forever, baby, that would be too demanding. I'm just talking about two lonely people who might reach a little understanding. I'm not talking about knocking out heaven with whether we're wrong or we're right. See, I'm not talking about hooking up and hanging out. I'm just talking about tonight. Talking about a little bit later tonight. I got the radio blasting, I got the windows rolled down, and I'm cruising these back roads on the outskirts of town. And I can feel the wind blowing, hear the big engines whine. When I'm cruising these back roads, all my troubles are behind. Well, when I woke up this morning, well, I took me a look outside. It was plain to see it was one of those days that I made for taking a ride. So I went downstairs, cleared my head with coffee and cigarettes. And when it hit me right there, then my mind was set.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. As part of the Dairy Checkoff's evolving youth strategy, Gen Youth announced that it's forming a strategic partner affiliation with Action for Healthy Kids, creating the nation's largest in-school wellness program. Launched in 2011 by America's Dairy Farmers and the NFL, Gen Youth has provided resources to more than 77,000 schools. Now, the AFHK, founded in 2002, has impacted 20 million children in 55,000 schools through its school-family partnerships. The public comment period closed on October 15th on two Wisconsin Department of Agriculture's administrative rules. The Department of Ag received hundreds of comments related to Act ATCP 10 and ATCP 12. The Department of Ag is reviewing all comments received. Preliminary review of the comments notes common themes, including the importance of protecting animal health, the need for the industry to not be the only funding source for critical animal health programs, and the need to secure additional revenue sources for programs that benefit the entire state. The Department of Ag will update the rules to address public input. The modified rules with changes incorporated will be presented at a future Department of Agriculture board meeting for consideration. Groups like the National Cattlemen's Beef Association are expressing significant concerns about President Trump's plan to buy beef from Argentina to lower the price of beef for U.S. consumers. Argentina has a history of foot and mouth disease, said NCBA CEO Colin Woodall. Consumer demand remains strong because of the work producers have done to improve the quality and safety of U.S. beef. Rob LaRue, president of the National Farmers Union, said lowering beef prices for consumers starts with restoring fairness in the marketplace. Plus, the White House bailed out Argentina with $40 billion in taxpayer-backed aid, and Argentina responded by striking new deals to sell soybeans to China, LaRue said. American Farm Bureau President Sippy Duvall said adverse weather and low cattle prices drove herd numbers to levels not seen in decades. Weaker cattle prices are the last thing that is needed in farm country as farmers consider investing to rebuild their herds. Brazil's farmers are planting a record number of corn and soybean acres for the 25-26 crop season. CONAB, Brazil's food supply and statistics agency, released its first outlook for the new crop cycle and projects an increase in planted area. The expansion is driven by growing domestic demand for biofuels and strong exports. A University of Illinois FarmDoc article says, despite the expected acreage growth, gross margins for both crops are likely to decline significantly due to rising production costs and lower prices. CONAB predicts Brazil's soybean acreage will increase by 3.5% to 121 million acres. That would be the largest area on record. Like soybeans, corn acreage is expected to expand, jumping 4% to a total of 56 million acres in the initial estimates. While Brazil gains ground in export markets, margins are getting squeezed by rising input costs, lower prices, and high interest rates. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has announced that due to the federal government shutdown in Washington, Wisconsin's Food Share program, which provides food assistance to hungry kids, families, and seniors, will run out of funding in 10 days. The Trump administration recently notified Wisconsin that there will be insufficient funds to pay full November SNAP benefits for approximately 42 million individuals across the nation and directed states to hold their November issuance files and delay transmission to state EBT vendors until further notice. Based on the Trump administration's directive, Food Share, which is 100% funded by the federal government, is now in jeopardy due to the federal government shutdown and may not be available at all next month if the federal shutdown continues, leaving nearly 700,000 Wisconsinites without access to food and groceries. The Evers administration said that they will continue to monitor funding levels for WIC. That's a separate food assistance program designed to support women, babies, and kids, which does remain available for qualifying Wisconsinites at this time. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. I'm Carrie Scott. Let's work together to create a financial approach that reflects your priorities and helps you protect the things that matter to you, like family and giving back. Contact me or Tracy Fairweather, your local Thrivent agents, at 715-672-5458. That's 715-672-5458. Or visit our office in downtown Durand to schedule a complimentary consultation today.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy, breezy, and colder night with lows in the upper 30s to 40. Partly sunny for tomorrow, a high right around 50. And a high in the low 50s on Thursday with sunshine. Temps continue to warm up through the rest of the week into the weekend. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 42 right now.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Left me on the side of the road. The older she gets, the slower we go. But there ain't nothing wrong with the radio. She needs a carburetor, a set of plug wires. She's riding me around on four-ball tires. work and the horn don't blow, but there ain't nothing wrong with the radio. I've got 16 speakers crossing my back dash, a little bobbing dog watching everybody pass, dual antennas whipping in the wheel. Oh, there ain't a country station that I can't tune in. Oh, she ain't a Cadillac and she ain't a Rose, but there ain't nothing wrong with a radio. With your radio, I've got 16 speakers crossing my back dash, a little bobbing dog watching everybody pass, dual antennas whipping in the wind. Now there ain't a country station that I can't tune in. She ain't a Cadillac and she ain't a Rose, but there ain't nothing wrong with a radio.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Sources tell ABC that President Trump is pressuring his own Justice Department to pay him $230 million as a settlement.